You're listening to SBS News.
On the penultimate day of his six-day tour of Canada, Pope Francis presided at a mass at a basilica outside Quebec City. He spoke about the sexual abuse of Indigenous children at Canadian schools run by Catholic orders, saying the church felt the burden of failure.
I would like to once again apologize to all the victims. The pain and the shame that we experienced must be an occasion for conversion. Never again.
It was the first time the pontiff specifically addressed the issue of sexual abuse at the schools. An apology days earlier at the site of a former school was praised as a first step in reconciliation, but it was also criticised by survivors for lacking a mention of sexual abuse. In his homily, the Pope said the process of healing and reconciliation would be difficult and demanding. He said the church was on a new path and stressed that past actions should not be repeated.
The Christian community should never again allow itself to be contaminated by the idea that there is a culture superior to others and that it is legitimate to use means of coercion against other people.
About three quarters of the places inside the cathedral were given to residential school survivors and other Indigenous people. At the start of the Mass, some participants unfurled a large banner asking the Pope to formally rescind 15th century edicts known as the Doctrine of Discovery, in which the papacy justified the taking of Indigenous land in the New World. The banner was positioned near the front row facing the congregation. They later took it down, and it was not clear if the Pope saw what was written on it. More than 150,000 Indigenous children were separated from their families and placed in residential schools between 1870 and 1996. The children were starved or beaten for speaking their native languages, and many sexually abused in a system Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission called cultural genocide. Some never returned home, a reality brought to the fore by the discoveries of more than 1,000 suspected unmarked graves at or near the sites of former residential schools last year. Survivor Paul Dixon says he cannot forgive the church or heal yet.
You want me to heal? Tell the Pope to rescind this and tell the Queen, ask the Queen to come here and apologize, kiss my moccasins.
Indigenous elder Dilbert Sampson says the Pope's words will benefit some survivors.
We understand how they're feeling and what they need to do to let those toxins out and to release them. So we, just from our experience, we know there's a lot of people that this will help.
Counsellors were on hand during the Mass to assist survivors should they experience distress. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.